to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it goes. Talk radio. Double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. We'll be live with you on this Monday, the 11th of June, 2007. In a couple of minutes, I'm going to have Ed and Elaine Brown up. There is a new development on their property out there. I will let them explain exactly what's going on. We'll do that in just about, 4 minutes. And I'm not, also, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not going to let up on this Ron Paul deal. I'm not going to, because politically, he smashed the barriers out there. He's left, right, he's in between, he's independent, he's a lot of different things. He's made a new friend on MSNBC. We'll play you a clip from that one. Talk about them trying to dump him from the Republican Party. And this is Tucker Carlson. And he got rid of his bow tie, and he actually had a tie on when I saw the when I saw the interview. But Tucker Carlson likes him, and he's going to have him back repeatedly. That's good. I don't see anybody else being set up like this except maybe Giuliani or McCain with Fox News. I don't like what CNN is doing. They're giving these Democrat. I almost said Democrat Republicans. They're giving the Democrats, their own, basically their own shows, hosted by a talking head on CNN, and just endless hours of drivel for your mass consumption. But I think if Ron Paul plays this smart and he makes more friends on Talking Sense, when all these news guys know whatever they're reporting on, it's what they're told to report on, it's how the news stories are written, it's how the teleprompters roll. But he makes more friends being on Lou Dobbs and Tucker Carlson and whomever. Hey, that's good face time on TV, and that really helps when you don't have millions of dollars like the other boys do. Everybody's pushing for him, except, well, and when I say everybody, I mean everybody in the Republican Party is pushing against him. Everybody on the news media wants to downplay him. Because, my gosh, well, where's the debate and where's all the frenzied I don't know and finger-pointing when you got somebody up there just telling the plain, honest-to-God's truth? Not a whole lot of drama, just more common sense, and that's what we need in this country right now. Less drama, less Paris Hilton, less of the no-news speak, common sense. Let's admit we have a problem and then set to work on reversing those problems and making everything whole and right again. All right, we'll break here, come back on the other side with Ed and Elaine Brown. Some new developments out there. We'll cover that right after this.
Yeah. Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right, folks, we are back. I have Ed Brown online with me right now. Ed, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Ed, there's some new developments out there. I was talking to you a little bit earlier. If you would, tell the listeners exactly what has transpired just recently here, and then I want to get around to the problem that you're having with the phones over there at your property.
Sure. We had federal agents visited us yesterday, came in, not as a federal agent, though. He's pretending he's like one of us. Of course, he was not. He's trying to say he's from South Carolina, hillbilly. I believe he's one of the guys who was in a ghillie suit on Thursday. That shot at Mr. Riley, Danny Riley. Then he called me the following morning after being here for 4 hours on Sunday. Finally, I couldn't stand it after 5 minutes, so I left. Everybody else talked to him, but he finally left after about 4 hours. He's just doing a look-see is what he was doing. Mm-hmm. And then he called this morning saying, "Ah, oh, good morning. I forgot who he said he was. Anyway, he said, in my jacuzzi, he said, blah, blah, this, blah, blah, that. The Rangers are really a bunch of jerks or something to that effect. Look, I said, I know you're a federal agent. I knew it 5 minutes after you were here at the house yesterday. That's why I got up and left. I said, I know what your problem is. I said, but you should just go away. He said, well, the Rangers are nothing but a bunch of toilet paper rolls. I said, well, maybe that, but they're soft anyway. But I said, sir, that's not the one people you've got to worry about. The Rangers are just there investigating, keep an eye on the form of government. That being said, 10 o'clock this morning, after that, then, of course, a minute later, the power went out right after the phone call. And I found out today from witnesses in the neighborhood that the power company was up here and pulled the transformer, shut the transformer down to kill our power. They saw the truck up. The only reason for the truck to be up here at that time was to shut the power off, because that's when the power did go off. We called up, and of course the phones went out right after the RBN show at 3 o'clock. As soon as the show finished, all of a sudden the phones went out. So then they said, the phone company said, we called on another phone, oh, there's a great big area in that area where the phones are down. I called my neighbor down the street, not more than a short distance. He said his phone's working just fine. Uh-oh, I guess they're lying again.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Now,
The computers also went down, so now we have no communication except these phones.
All right. And there we come around to a problem there, because you have phones there, but you need a hard line to activate them. Ed, why weren't these phones activated before they showed up at your property?
Don't know.
Well,
I don't understand how they work anyway, because we never had them ourselves.
Yeah. But if it's prepaid phones or prepaid cards, they must be activated before they go on property. Has Fred Smart did the program with you today? Has Fred gotten any donations or anybody
I have no idea what they're doing there. I really don't, John. I'm totally out of that loop as to what's going on.
All right.
My mind, as you can understand, is pretty busy here.
No,
now as I'm talking to you.
I understand that, Ed. All right. So you also mentioned something else to me, Ed. You said that it looks like they have taken over a house next to yours,
yeah,
or across the street.
Correct. Okay. The house is like dead empty, quiet, like there's nobody there, like everyone's on vacation, except the dogs are outside still barking. And there's always been somebody around that house. So it's like, that's through a field at the back, a southern side of my property, which travels down a path through the woods to their backside. Because years ago, they used to use a path through there. The snowmobilers used to use it, you know?
All right.
And that's where we spotted one of their people had been laying down on the ground on Wednesday afternoon during Wednesday day, at least. One of their spotters or snipers were down there observing us.
Now, did anybody get across the street to go police up that brass? Do you know of?
Sorry?
They
did. They went up. They couldn't find anything.
Okay.
Because, for a couple of rounds, they're going to pick them up anyway, you know?
Yeah. Well, hopefully.
Yeah, they're going to clean their area.
Yeah. Yeah, they did police up. Yeah, they did police up their own area. All right. Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk to Fred Smart. Speaking of Smart, I don't think things are being handled. There's too much confusion. There's still too much angst at your property there. We know what's going on, Ed, and we know what they have in mind doing, but I don't think that your life has to be this hard. And I think if there's a little better coordination here, with taking care of some of your needs, and I
appreciate that.
Yeah, I think this doesn't have to be as harried, because you're the one sitting there waiting for them to make a move. It's not like you're moving on them.
No, I'm certainly not. We're not moving on anybody. Right? We're just sitting here at the house. But we know they're in the woods. We had a couple of people come down probably about 2 hours ago, three hours ago, and one was sitting in the car while the other one came down to the house, because they hadn't been here before and they wanted to introduce themselves. Really nice young lady and her father. And while he was sitting in the car, he said he could hear the talking off into the woods. Off to his right, that means from the same house I just talked to you about. And so I said, how far, sir, have you judged? He's an ex-Marine. I said, how far do you judge, sir, that you heard the voice? He said, probably somewhere between 75, 150 feet, somewhere in there. I said, okay. That would put them right about in the middle between that house and my house.
All right. Have you had any bites here? Anybody offer you up any night vision?
Not yet. And I really, really need a night scope.
All right.
I really need thermal vision. I really need thermal. I know it's expensive, but guys, I'm telling you, with thermal vision, I can see every little field mouse that walks anyway, day or night. It's walking on these woods and stuff.
All right. Well, we'll work on doing that. All right. It seems to me we're right in the middle of moving this network, and we've got 19,000 things to do in like the next 2 weeks.
God.
Yeah.
Why don't you move it over here?
Yeah, but they don't give you phone service. Look.
Yeah, they shut you off.
Yeah, that's for sure. All right, Ed. All right, things are status quo right now. Let me work on the thermal imaging stuff. Let me get and talk to Fred Smart here. Let's get you some phone service in there that's dependable. All right. I know that I don't want to burn up the minutes that you have on that phone, because the one you have right now, you have no way of charging. Correct?
Correct.
All right.
All right. Correct.
All right. Let's not eat up that one remaining phone there. All right. I'll get to work on my end. I'll call you if I have anything of great import or of use to talk to you. I'm not going to burn up your minutes.
Thank you.
All right, Ed. Thank you.
Talk to you soon, sir.
All righty.
Bye.
Hang in there. You know, let me choose my words carefully. Are we stuck on stupid? We know the situation over there. We have many people that want to give a lending hand to this man, supply him what he needs. And it's not done. Here it is Monday. We had this conversation when? Last Thursday? Last Thursday. So we're talking Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And you might as well call it half of Friday and half of Monday here. 5 days. They're still in a state of flux over there. This is not going to happen, folks. All right? Cooler heads will prevail on this deal. I've been talking to Michael Herzog. I think there is a way to defuse this thing and give the Fed a graceful exit. You want to talk about being stuck on stupid. There's no rescinding missions for these characters. There's just drop back, reconnoiter, come again. Well, they're not getting it. If the United States government is interested in taking two people's lives for $600,000, then they have the problem, especially when they're enforcing something that is illegal, unconstitutional to begin with. These people present no threat to anybody. No private citizen out there, no federale, no IRS agent, no nobody. Less, of course, they want to come busting in his house, and you already have heard his position on that one. Is that what they want to do? Who are they going to offer up first of theirs? For the bad press, this cannot do the feds or the IRS any good whatsoever. Except if you wanted to adopt the attitude that the reason why they're doing this is to demonstrate their unwielding power. Well, their unwielding power is coming to an end, and they recognize that, and they know that. They can't continue with a scam with everybody in this country finding out that it is exactly that, a scam. So they're going to have to reconnoiter themselves. Value-added tax, national sales tax, they'll come up with something other than the solution that we've all been waiting for. Dump the IRS, let us keep our own money in our pocket, let's have fair and honest and legal taxation and constitutional taxation in this country. Did I say company? It is. It's the biggest corporation on the face of the earth. This is what they've turned our government into, just a fine place to do business. Well, enough of this crap. What it's going to mean is they're going to have to trim back drastically on how much money they've been spending. And for the people out there, the panhandlers and the people with hat in hand and all the moochers and the free riders, guess what? You're going to have to go out there and compete with the Mexicans for the low-paying jobs, all right? Get used to it. Changes have to be made because we cannot exist in this country, not one day, not more, one more week, not one more month, under current circumstance, because we are broke, period. But none of these glad-handing, well-suited, excellently coiffured politicians we have in Washington, D.C. is going to sound any alarm bells. It's business as usual, same old, same old. All right, what I didn't get a chance to do, because last Thursday we had the Ed and Elaine Brown thing crop up, and then I had that scheduled guest for Friday that I had to bump from Thursday, Ms. Fitzgerald and her handy band of renowned whistleblowers, and I hope that gets some traction. But I want to cover Ron Paul a little bit more today, because he's starting to get some friendly voices out there. There's actually some honest-to-God, conservative-thinking people that are starting to agree with him and giving him more airtime. We'll be right back.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering. World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
All right, we're back. I have Mike in Oklahoma. Mike, come on up.
Hello, folks.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. I had offered the satellite internet, which should also be used for voice over internet.
Okay, here, stop. They have no internet. That's been cut.
Well, this is internet. I want to send it to them.
Oh, I see.
All right, I have all the equipment.
Okay.
All right, and they can even talk over the internet. All they need is a microphone and a headset. All right. I just need an address, a safe address to send it to. Because the feds will use a FedEx as a Trojan horse.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So I need somebody to get back to me with a safe address. I'll send the satellite internet system with a headset. I don't have a microphone.
All right. That's not a problem. We can get a microphone. All right. Mike, do me a favor.
Sure.
Go ahead, Mr. Producer. Pull him down. Mike, I'm going to pull you down here.
Sure.
Get your contact information. And is there anybody out there in the Plainfield area that we know is a safe address? All right, let's quit messing around with this. This is the 21st century, folks. We have the technology. What we don't have is proper coordination. So I will talk to Ed Brown. I don't know if Ed Smart has got it. Ed is in Chicago. That's is about as useful as a screen door and the proverbial sub here, as far as logistically being on the ground and being able to be in physical contact with these people. But there's got to be some friendlies in that area. And we will find out the friendlies. If they're monitoring the cell, that's the only problem. But we will get that phone equipment, that satellite phone equipment, into them, all right? All right. I mean, folks, Aaron Russo even understands this. He's a Hollywood guy. He makes movies, okay? Freedom to Fascism. You know, Eddie Murphy in movies. You know, Bette Midler in movies. I mean, the guy's movie-oriented. And he knows that, wait a minute, where's plan A? This is your old capitalist with a hit plan, and nobody knows what's going on or what's happening. And the coordination on this thing basically it's shoddy at best. So I will take the time to do this. To do what other people already should have been doing, okay? I can't be everywhere and do everything. But it looks like we've fallen on our face again. And I hate doing this. I really do, because I derive no pleasure in this. I don't want to be in the center of everything. That's why we need good, well-meaning, well-thought-out, logical, good people to start shouldering the burdens that too few have been carrying for way, way too long. It's getting to the point of ridiculous. And that will stop. Come on, people. What do you think's going to happen? You know, just by this, and I'll demonstrate, just by this little exercise, what makes you think that we're ready for a Mac Daddy, chaotic, self-imposed situation, say, from maybe the White House? Maybe a dirty nuke bomb gets set off, martial law is declared, country goes into chaos. Oh, and then where is your big S with a capital hit plan then? And speaking personally, you should personally be thinking about yourself right now. Do I have all my ducks in a row? Do I have everything that I'm going to need once the plug is totally pulled? Am I going to be able to survive? And what am I going to do? Not enough people are thinking about this. And I don't like pushing it real hard, because I don't like fear mongering. I want to transplant the fear factor in people's hearts. I want to get that out of them and put the hope phase into practice. Clear thinking and logical thinking plan into practice. Rather than reactionary, we're acting. We're going offensive, not defensive. This victim crap has got to stop. All right, did you get Mike's information? All right, you got it. All right, I will coordinate this thing. I'll get it done. Do you understand how damned unfair this is to the people at this network? Do you understand how unfair it is for too few people to keep carrying the ball for everybody? Are you starting to get that? Are you starting to feel me here? Come on, people. For God's sakes. Engage your brain. I don't like starting off programming getting angry. Angry doesn't really help. We have a problem. We know what the problem is. And I told my wife today, I said, you know, I might have to go up to New Jersey myself. But not for going in there just kibitzing with the Browns or whatever else. No, I want to go after the suits that are ready to lay siege on these people. I want to go to these judges. I want to go to these feds. I want to go to the IRS. I want this thing defused. I want it stopped now.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
All right. As I said, last Thursday, the Ed and Lane Brown thing cropped up. That was one for the ages. And then I rescheduled my guest that was supposed to be on Thursday. Fitzgerald, the whistleblower, and her lawyer. And I haven't covered this Ron Paul thing, and I'm going to keep this up front because he is starting to get traction. And I also want people to understand something. And I've had some real doozies in the past that people that listen to this network, and they may not like a particular talk show host or how they cover the information or whatever. Let me just say one thing about that. Cool your jets. And I'll tell you why I'm saying this. Because, and let me use the Ron Paul analogy. Ron Paul is reaching people on the other than conservative side of the political aisle. Okay? That's a given. That's true. There are people that fancy themselves to be progressive, liberal, Democrat, whatever. They fancy themselves as being something. But there are core issues and core points that I don't care what your politics are. I don't care what your upbringing is. I don't care if you're raised in a synagogue or you were raised in the foothills of the Appalachians. There are certain things that all human beings can agree on. And what has transpired, especially since Ron Paul has cropped up here, there were issues before, but on the left, they've always been funded by the wrong people. They've always been carrying the wrong message. When groups and organizations come into being, there's always somebody at the top that leads them down the primrose path to the road to hell, wherever. Nothing ever really comes of it. You know, you have people that on the left, the Ralph Nader crowds out there that keep whining and complaining about corporations. Okay, we know that's a problem. We know since the corporation is hooking up with the biggest corporation on planet Earth, meaning the United States government, and then you hook them up with the bankers, well, you have a problem. But it seems that the people on the left were just content on whining about the corporations and big business and blah, 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 and in a big circle. That's all that would ever be discussed. Well, who are these corporate people and what are they working toward? I don't hear too much about global governance. Do you? No, it's just the corporations. It's corporations, the big business is the problem. That's part of the problem. So, when Ron Paul comes along and he talks about the Iraq War, yeah, we need to get those troops out of there right now. Who in this country does he not appeal to when he was asked the question about the IRS? What would you do about the IRS? First week of presidency, it'd be gone. Who does that not appeal to? Personal freedom, liberty. Even though, and I know, before you even think it or say it, I understand that a lot of people, and I'm stuck on this term today, or stuck on stupid, they cannot seem to put the things together. They don't understand. You know, let's have a little dividing line here on social issues, okay? The social issues. I don't want to be talking about welfare. We're in the middle of the Constitution being shredded and burned and the ashes cast to the four winds. There are core issues that we can all agree on. This is how I handled the situation when it came up with the people down in the deep south, and I mean the good old boys in the deep, deep south, if you know what I mean. There seemed to be this penchant for self-destructiveness, staying on a theme to the exclusion of all else. And I told them, you need to be smarter about this. While we're disagreeing on this point or that point, guess what they're doing? They're continuing to pull the rug right out from under all of us. And there will come a day, real, real soon, that we're not going to have a free piece of common ground on which to stand on to engage in anything. They got it. They got it big time. When people complain to me that, well, a certain talk show host, he sounds like he's a little bit new age, or, you know, he sounds a little bit like this or a little bit like that. You know what? Good. Because those are going to appeal to the people that are stuck on stupid, that can't put the whole picture together about the globalists, the banks, the government, and the corporations. When these people come into the tent, they will be talked to in somewhat familiar terms on what vernacular and what language they understand. Am I getting close to making this clear to you? In other words, not everybody needs to be a Bible thumper. Not everybody needs to be ultra, ultra conservative on this network. And if I put somebody on this network that I want to appeal to a certain segment that even Ron Paul is getting to, if I want to put those people on here for the mission of getting them educated, don't chastise me for doing it. Get unstuck from stupid, will you? Hanging with our own crowd, singing the same song, reading out of the same songbook, reading the same song for the choir, is not going to get the job done. It might be in a world where we could all segment ourselves off into this little corner of the world and that little corner of the world, and, well, we don't have to talk to anybody else. We got our own, and all the heck with you. In that kind of a world, that approach might work. But what we need right now, and I'm not talking about taking up the liberal position as the banner for this network, okay? But if I bring people up that have a different way of talking to a different group or audience, relax. Take a chill pill. Take a deep breath. There is a reason for it. A lot of people have ideas on how things should be done, but I don't see them with radio networks. I don't see them with the responsibility of delivering the news, albeit bad sometimes, a lot of times. To keep demonstrating the problem is not going to be the solution to the problem. The solution of the problem is to bring more people into the tent that they can all agree on core issues. Because once that happens, then you can start to agree, you can start to get people to come on board. There'll be support, financial support to it. You know, I'm going to tell you something. There's a lot of people on the left that have a hell of a lot more money than the people on the right, and they're still following the Republican dogma. Does that make any sense? Doesn't make any sense to me. I thought Republicans were for big business and personal wealth and all that other stuff. Everybody is being tattooed on this deal, and they're now starting to figure out why. And it doesn't have anything to do with picking up the banner for your political or your brand of politics, let me say. It has to do with core issues that we can all agree on. The unconstitutionality that should be stopped in this country. Social issues will work out later. For right now, I don't like using this term, but it's the best one that fit. Rome is burning, okay? The fiddler has been fiddling for a long time. And what have we been doing? We've been fiddling around too much. So just a word of caution, just a word to those people out there that are going, well, I don't know what Stadtmiller is doing with this network. I need to have a little bit of trust here. I need to have a little bit of latitude, okay? If you've got the Mac Daddy Grand Solutions, call me up on the show, tell me about it. I'll be happy to join your little bailiwick. Or if you've got the bulletproof plan, I'll get out the video camera and I'll take a recorded message, and I'm going to let you have at it, and I'm going to sit back on the sidelines and watch it take place. But see, there ain't a whole heck of a lot of that going on, which it still boils down to the same thing that I've been saying ad nauseum until I'm sick of even thinking it, let alone saying it. We need more boots on the ground. You get it? Do you get it? I'm not asking somebody that's sitting there reading 10 chapters out of the Bible. I'm not asking you to sit down to some person that believes in abortion on demand and, you know, whatever else. Forget that stuff. You people are not going to agree on anything, but I'll tell you what you can agree on. So everybody in this country is being hurt. We'll start re-educating people later, okay? But start accentuating the positive. Start getting on board with what you can connect with, not what you oppose about each other. That has been the problem here in this country for too long. Too many people opposing each other's ideas. And while they got us off in the corner fighting with each other, they keep stealing the whole damn farmyard. Chickens, eggs, horses, pigs, everything. Everything. They just keep steadily walking off with it. So this is just kind of a shot across the bow. This is kind of a heads up that we are going to have to get together. And I never thought I'd hear myself saying it, but I'll tell you what. Where we're at right now, and I'm not, trust me, you're not going to see me one day pop up and go, oh, yes, I think the liberal agenda is a wonderful agenda. That ain't going to happen. Hell is going to freeze over before something like that happens. But I am saying, as human beings, as people that live on the same ground as we do, that I think we can start recruiting them, and their whatever they can bring to the table in this fight against the globalists, the takeover of America, the war in Iraq, Afghanistan, the future wars they've got mapped out for Iran and Syria. We all can put a stop to this. Our voices together against certain things is a very fine thing. We might have a little bit more friction and a little bit more problem there trying to refine of what we stand for. I think these people will need to be re-educated to the form of government that they're in. And I think they'll see the benefit of small government, less taxes, less intrusion, less, actually ends up being much, much more. I think once they start to shift that thought paradigm around, they'll start to come around themselves. We'll see. Mike in Illinois. Hello, Mike. Michael? Is he there? He's not there. All right. How long was he on hold? Not that long. Jeff in Illinois. Hello, Jeff in Illinois.
Greetings.
Hi.
How are you?
It's a Monday.
Frustrated?
Not frustrated, just pissed off that we're not further down the road than where we're at right now.
Where should we be at, though?
Where?
Yeah.
Okay. I think where we should be at right now is I think we should be able to converse with more people on real core issues of this country. I think more people should understand about the Federal Reserve and the IRS. I think a lot of them understand about what they don't want to see, the adventurism of the military and this U.S. government and the neocons declaring war on anybody on planet Earth that doesn't agree with them, doesn't want to play in their sandbox. I think we can agree maybe on even smaller government if smaller government means more personal freedom. I don't think anybody out there is against personal freedom. Do you want me to keep going? Or?
Yeah. I'm curious where we should really be. Because I don't see... I'm someone on the ground every day out there talking to people. I do a little newsletter myself. And people are fed up. But what it's going to take for them to actually go from just being fed up and complaining about to actually getting out and doing something about it, I really don't know what the answer is. But I know this much, the economy's falling apart. No one's got any money. 90% of all small businesses are 1 week away from failing. And the American people are so damn apathetic and indifferent, really, that...
Let me pursue this for here for a minute, because they were all angry, and I mean I heard them myself. I heard liberals that were upset about the illegal immigration reform plan. I heard conservatives, independents. I heard everybody that was against this damn thing. Okay, we're against it. We don't want it to happen. There are some, and even I come up with a list of things that would make the immigration thing a whole lot better. Take the fire out of their brand, if you will, by not being just hateful toward these Mexicans, and some very simple things that we can do. It took us 20 plus years to get in this situation. It's going to take us a while to get out. These people in Washington, D.C. want to keep shoving stuff down our throat that all points to one thing, amnesty. They admitted it last week, that the corporations are lobbying real hard in Washington, D.C. because they want that cheap labor in here. Okay, well, this gives the liberals something to go after and target. It's the corporations. See, the greedy corporations. Okay, but they are not putting two and two together here. It's the government and the corporations with the real taskmasters of this whole deal in the background, the banks. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they don't put that together. But I will say this. George Bush is not going to give up on this amnesty for these illegals in this country. And I think what we should all be doing right now is calling our congressmen and our senators, giving them our thoughts, as much as they're able to tolerate, if they're even listening to begin with. But I think we as the public out there can say, wait a minute, slow down on this deal. You don't have to pick this up. You can come back after summer recess. We can pick up this deal before again, because you know what? What you came up with before in your crash party way of doing stuff, that we got to do something. See, it's the mandate of the American people. This is what I kept hearing, and it wasn't washing with anybody, that they needed to do something and do something right now. I don't give a damn if it took the next 10 years in this country to rid ourselves of every illegal alien in this country, and I don't care if it didn't take 20 years. But I know one thing. A lot of people don't want this to happen. I think even if the message was sent over to Washington, D.C. right now through your senators and your congressmen, telling them, look, don't be on a fast track to hell here. Back off of this. We need more input. We need more dialogue about this. We need fresher ideas to come around. Don't shove this amnesty down our throats.
Can I stay through the break?
Sure.
All right, thanks, man.
Mike and Don, hang on. I'll get to your calls also. Folks, we've talked about, I've been on this program for I don't know how many years, talking about a lot of different things we can be doing. How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heat up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now that I put my mic basket back together. Jeff, I was thinking during the break. You know, I've been doing this now for our anniversary is coming up here in exactly a week. It'll be third year on the air. Why am I not looking at higher internet numbers than I'm looking at right now when they were doubled last week, last Thursday? I don't know. That's a good question. Why more people aren't listening to people that are bringing forth the facts and the ideas? I have no idea. Because this, personally, this is my axe that I grind all the time, that we do all of this, put all of this together, and people aren't bringing the people to the trough so they can eat and drink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know what, John, the problem I see in America is until, you know, let's face it, writing letters to your congressman is not going to really make a difference. You know, here in the state
really?
Of Missouri.
Well, let's examine that point here for a second. You mean to tell me that these faxes, emails, and phone calls that went over to Congress and the Senate about the hate crime bill and this illegal alien reform had no effect?
Well, okay. Do we still have illegal aliens in this country? Is hate crime legislation eventually going to be passed through?
Not if we keep throwing it at them and they're threatened with their jobs. They're not going to be around for the midterm in 2008.
But I don't think they're really scared about that.
I think they are extremely scared. It's
really
their.
Think so, huh?
Yes, I do. Yes, I certainly do.
Yeah, okay.
They're just the cannon fodder out there. We all know that. They're digging themselves deeper in the hole every single day, and they understand that. There are no resolutions. There are no solutions coming from their end because they're the ones that helped get us in the first place. We are the ones telling them that, hey, pal, you've been screwing up for way too long, way, way too long, and it is now time you start listening to us. They have been listening to us. Understand this, Jeff. The taskmasters, they're the ones sitting in the background. They're the one pulling the strings, but they still need their marionettes out there on stage. It's the marionettes that are getting ready to cut the ties and run like hell.
Because, you really think so, huh?
Yes, I certainly do. Yes, I do.
Hmm.
Why? Do you think you'd be getting a flack like this from the Republican Party and the people claiming to be part of the GOP trying to dump Ron Paul if they weren't extremely afraid of him?
Oh, yeah, they're definitely afraid of Mr. Paul. There's no doubt about it because he's the only one that's got a populist voice. And you know, every one of these elected officials of ours have taken an oath to uphold the Constitution.
Right.
None of them do it.
Right.
Isn't that treason?
It is. But let's have a scenario. If we get from this point to the point we need to be at, first of all, I think there's going to be a whole lot more pucker factor, if you will, with our friends in the District of Criminals. We keep voicing our opinions the way we have been to these people. I mean, any time that you see Dianne Feinstein get up and say, I've never seen anything like this on this immigration thing. All the hate mail that I got. The hate mail? No, they hated her and what she was doing with it. That's what she was saying. When you have a Dianne Feinstein admit something like that, you know you're starting to get to them. See, we've been playing defense for too long. I've never seen a war that's won yet on defense.
Well, yeah, you definitely have to go on the offensive.
And one of the ways to do that is keep putting the pressure on the critters that keep doing the same thing to us day in and day out. They haven't heard from us in mass like they've been hearing from us in the last 3-4 months.
Love your show, John.
Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate your call.
God bless you. Have a good day.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Mike, Don, Charles, everybody hang on here. I'll get to your calls. I do want to play that Ron Paul thing because he had a chance on Tucker Carlson to say a lot of things he was not able to say on national television, whether it was in an interview or on the debate stage. We'll take the break here and be right back. Top of the hour break coming at you. 2 minutes. We'll be right back here.
A message for all.